So many of the, in fact, pretty much all of the precepts and also the rules for the bhikkhus and the bhikkhunis, they're worded in terms of things not to do.
Right.
As opposed to like, I don't know, like aspirations for our conduct.
Right.
Why is that?
Well,
one of the things is there's a difference between Dhamma and Vinaya. Dhamma is much more the aspiration, and Vinaya is the, you know, how do you keep your nose clean, sort of? how do you keep it so you don't go off the rails? Or and also, I mean, there is you can't mandate goodness. So I mean, you can't mandate purity. So at least having, you know, at least don't do this and don't do that, and have those boundaries, and then that opens up the possibility of people rising to the occasion for themselves. So you can't sort of force people to be good or to be pure-hearted or to be compassionate. If you mandated, if you had a rule of you can't think bad thoughts and you can't do anything that's not compassionate, then I mean, who could live like that? There. So it's much more around the sense of okay, don't. Don't hit each other. Don't argue. And, you know, so things like that. So it's much more keeping a foundation that one can sow the seeds of that goodness and that purity.